Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The title of my message today is about, by the instruction of God, you will win your battle and your wars. I think we can read the book of Joshua, chapter number 8, verse 1. Joshua, if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter number 8, beginning from verse 1. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. Are we there? Okay. Now the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and his king as you did to Jericho and his king. Only it is spoil and it is cattle you shall take as your booty for yourself. Lay an ambush for the city behind it. Number 3, Joshua. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lay in ambush. You shall lay in ambush against the city behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. Then I and all the people who are with me approach the city, and it will come about when they came out against us as the first, that we shall flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they are fleeing before us as at first. Therefore we will flee before them. Then we shall rise from ambush and seize the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into hand. And it will be when you have taken the city that you shall set the city on fire according to the commandment of the Lord you shall do. See, I have commanded you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You know, by instructions you will overcome your wars. Amen. Now when I'm talking about the wars, it's not the physical war that I'm talking about. That I'm talking about the spiritual war. Because the war that overcoming us, coming from inside to outside. Praise the Lord. Before maybe something happen in your life, it will never begin on your body, on in physical world, but it beginning from the spiritual world. Hallelujah. Thus is where there's war and battles. But we as born again Christian, sometimes we do fail because we did not listen to what God is telling us. I'm don't talk about the people outside there, but I'm talking about the people of God in the church of God. How can you overcome your wars and your battles? This is what I want to talk about this particular morning. This is, is the tools that God will give you. It's a material that will build your heart and show you the way to your victory. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible talk about after Joshua and the army of Israel conquer the city of Jericho. The second city was Ai, city of Ai. And the Bible says that this time around, Joshua did not send many people. He sent 3,000 people. And they did not know what was going on. And the Bible says that Achan, the son of I can sin against God because he did not do what God has commanded to be done. So this way is sin against God, and God was so angry against the people of Israel. So the Bible says that when they went to the battlefield to capture the city of Ai, they could not be able to capture it because they are weak. Praise the Lord. And if you look at it, it is because they not listen to instruction what the Lord God had commanded them to do. Hallelujah. Most of the time, this is what happening in our life. We as a Christian, sometimes we fell into battles which we cannot overcome because we don't know what is going on. Maybe because we did not listen, even obey the voice of God. But today the Lord has sent me over here to tell you that by instructions of God, you will overcome your battles. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in our families, where we are working, in our business, maybe sometimes you don't know. Maybe you know. But I have to tell you, because you have to know this, that by instruction, you can overcome your battles. By the instructions of God, you can stand and overcome and be a victoria. Hallelujah. How? Because as a child of God, somebody has to listen every day what God is telling you. You don't need to go alone. You don't need to go solo. You don't need to do whatever you want to do by your own self. But you need to do what God instructed you to do. Because a child, you can, this is a picture, a clear picture. Maybe it can help you. A child in his father's home, his father always will instruct him or her to do a certain things that is necessary in her life or his life. But when he fails to do the things that he or he has been instructed, he will fail. Hallelujah. Automatically he will fail. But he or she can be able to do the things that he has been instructed to do. Actually, the heart of his father will be joyed and be happy with him or her because he's a very careful son or a daughter who listens to his father always. And the father will be full of joy because of him. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that these people, they were sent to the mission of capturing and conquer the city of Ai. But they failed because they did not listen to what God was telling them to do. First of all, they have conquered the city of Jericho. They did very well. And the Lord praised them. And then the second city, the Bible says that the Lord sent them again so that they may capture and conquer the city. Maybe in your life, there are certain things that you are trying to uproot them out of your life, to conquer them, even to control them. But you cannot control them because you don't have that ability to control them. I know that sometime in our life, our Christianity life, our walk with God, there is certain things that we are struggling with every day. I don't know yours, I know mine. You are struggling with, but you cannot overcome because you don't have that ability. Not because you don't have that ability, because you don't listen to what God is telling you. That is the problem. 99% of Christians born again, they don't listen to what God is telling them. Because if you would listen to what God is telling you, every day you will be able to overcome your battles and be a victoria. Praise the Lord. Let me take you to instruction number two. Instruction number two, let us go to the book of Judges chapter number 7, beginning from verse 2. Judges number 7. I will begin from verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from the mountain Gilead. And 22,000 of the people turn, and the 10,000 remain. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, then shall go with you. And of whoever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, then shall not go with you. Praise the Lord. The Lord, actually, these people, there were 31,700, because out of them, the Lord chose 300 people to go to the war with Gideon. And by the instruction, Gideon was able to know exactly what God was intending to do and how God will win the battle. Praise the Lord. So he picked up the instruction of God and go with it. So he took people to the river, to the water, and the Lord showed them that who shall go with him and who shall not go with him. So, 30,700 people were sent back home, and 300 people was allowed to go to the battle, and the Lord won the battle with the 300 people. Praise the Lord. By instruction of God, you shall win your battle. Can somebody say amen? You know, in our church, there was a lady. This lady has been married severally and divorced. And he did not know exactly what was going on. And the Lord spoke to him, to her, several times. But she did not listen to God, what God was saying. So he continued, courting and planning marriage. But he's born again Christian. Praise the Lord. He's born again Christian. And then there was a time she was tired, completely tired. She did not know what to do, because it's like everybody knew about his story. And even she was about to quit Christianity. But he called me and he asked me, what can I do? So we start conversing and talking and sharing together. And I was wanted to go deep into her root cause of the problem. And I discovered that she had been going a lot of problems. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has been speaking to her severally to uproot some certain things in her life. But she did not want to leave them. That was the problem. Hallelujah. There was a guy also in our church. He has divorced twice. And we've gone to the problem, looking at the problem. What was the problem exactly? And the guy started telling me about his story, where he came from, and what he has been going through. And I discovered that there was a problem. Though he's born again, he's a minister of the gospel, but he had the problem. That's why the material that I'm giving you, if you can listen to me, it will help you gain your ground and have your breakthroughs and overcome your battle. Because the battle has so many. You know, in this walk of life, in the walk of faith, the battle has so many. Every day has got its own battles and wars. Hallelujah. Every day somebody is exercising and practicing some battles and wars. There's certain things in your life that you have been struggling with, maybe some many years, and you don't know what to do with them. Maybe some people, I know, because I've been in the church for 33 years, some people are secretly going to each doctor and coming back to the church because they don't know what to do. They are mixed up, God with the world, God with gods. But God, you cannot mix God. He's God. He's the creator of the universe. is the deliverer. Hallelujah. He's the redeemer. He can help you. He has the way. He has the ability. He has the power to deliver you. Hallelujah. He has the power and authority. He has the way and means to show you the way. Maybe you don't know what to do, but the Lord can give you the way out of your problems. Maybe you don't know what to do, but the Lord can speak to you. If you can be attentively listen to what God is telling you, God is able to help you come out of your problem. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. And how? By listening to follow instruction which God is telling you. The Bible says that Gideon was a weak man. He haven't been able to be in the war for so many years. Just yesterday he was given the responsibility to lead the army so that he can deliver, he can redeem and save the Israel from the hands of the Midianites. And the Bible says that he was able and having about 30,000 people ready going to the battle with him. But the Bible says, in the sight of the Lord, these people are so many. These people are so many. You know, as a human being, sometimes we do things to get praise out of it. But the Lord does not get praise of your life. So, God was saying things that if I allow Gideon to go to the battlefield, I will never get praise out of it. But if I tested him and giving some few people to go with him, then he win the battle, my name will be praised. Hallelujah. Sometime in your life, maybe certain things are there. He has been there for a very long time. And you have been trying day and night. You have been prayed for. Hallelujah. You have been prayed for. And nothing happened. Let me tell you, if you can listen to God, what God is telling you, your Savior will help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was able to attend a certain conference, and there's a preacher was preaching there. This preacher was telling us about a certain preacher in the city who used to pastor a church of about 15 people for 15 years. 15 people for 15 years. And then he went to conference after conference. He has been laid hands with the preachers until he was tired. He could not be able to, he did not want to be laid hand on anymore because he was tired. And one time I went to a certain conference, pastor's conference, and the preacher was preaching and the hotel altar call was called. And he said that I will not get up and go and be prayed for. So he said that I will remain on my seat, but I do agree with you, preacher. And preacher prayed, and the topic was about his problem. The subject was about his problem. And after the conference, everybody went his own, and he went his place of work and minister to the people over there. And the story telling that one time when he was praying, God talked to him because he was tired with 15 people for 15 years. It is impossible. That will never work. It means that the church is that's not growing, isn't it? Hallelujah. This is a serious case. We preachers, if your church does not growing, is a problem to you. Can somebody say amen? Now, the story is telling that the Lord gave him instruction that he may go to the neighbor town and plant a church over there. And the pastor gathered his staff and he went. For 1 year, the pastor was able to have 15,000 people coming to his church. See what God is doing by the instructions of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are struggling with something that you don't know about it. But if you can listen to what God is telling you, you will overcome your battle. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's not the pastor. Because I know that sometimes people in the church say that our pastor does not preach very well. He does not have anointing upon him. Not because pastor does not have anointing upon him. You are not keen listening to what God is telling you. You are not in your positions. Praise the Lord. That is the problem. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you may be coming to church and you don't see any changes taking place. And you have been asking yourself, what is going on? I've been attending this church maybe for 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, and I don't see any changes taking place in my life. It is not because of the pastor or the church. The problem is with you. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Hallelujah. Maybe some people has been calling the church to take a position in the church, to serve the Lord in a certain position in the church, but they don't care or worry about it. That is your problem. Because if you cannot listen to what God is telling you, let me tell you, you will suffer to an extent. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Anything that you want to do concerning your life, you have to consult God first. Talk to God first before you do anything. Hear from God first before you take action. Hear from God first before you exclude any responsibility. Because God is your father and he likes to talk to you and give you instructions. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. By instruction of God, you will overcome your battle. Hallelujah. There is something very important. If you read the book of Joshua, number 3, verse 3. Joshua, number 3, verse 3. There's a very important point there I would like to share with you. Yeah, I would like to share with you. Maybe it can help you. If you read the book of Joshua, number 3, chapter 3, number 3. The Bible says this. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall get out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it. Understand what I'm talking about. The Bible says that you shall see the ark of the covenant and the Levites carrying the ark of the covenant, and you shall follow it. Down there, the Bible says that it's supposed to be the space between you and the ark of the covenant, 200 meters. You know, sometimes we Christians in the church of the Lord, we do actually violating and undermining the word of God in our life. We are taking the word of God for granted. Maybe salvation, somebody does not care that Jesus bought it by his own blood. And then therefore, some people in the church, they don't care about what is going on. They are taking everything for granted. They are coming to church and doing the thing in the church, walk the walk of faith for granted. They are taking things for granted. That's why sometimes you may suffer and you may not grow spiritually. You may not reach the level God wanted you to reach. You may not do the certain things that God has called you to do, because you don't listen to the instructions of God. The Bible says here that officers was commanded by Joshua, and Joshua was commanded by God to tell them that they have to give a space after they have seen the Ark of the Covenant carried with the priest. Praise the Lord. This means that respect has to be there. Honor has to be there. Can somebody say amen? You have to obey God. You have to respect God. Because by respecting God and honor God, you shall see the way forward of your life. You can have your victory. You can have your success. You can have anything that God has, no, for you. But without that, things will be very hard. Because I've seen some people backslided going back to the world. Because if they can compare the life in the world and where they are, they say that we better go back because we don't see anything. Even that was happened to the Israelites in the wilderness. They did not see anything in the wilderness. Therefore, they decided and they asked Moses that they better go back to Misri. It's surprising. That is not good. Because of what? They did not want to listen to God. A child of God, daughter of God. Let me tell you one thing. For your success, for your victory, for your healing, for your growth spiritually, you have to be keen. Listen to what God is telling you every day of your life. Can somebody say amen? By your instruction, you shall overcome your battle. I've said that the battle are so many. Not one, not two, not three. There are so many in life. Maybe some of them are coming tomorrow. Some of them have been coming in the afternoon. Some of them has come already in your life. But you don't know what to do with them. You can't be able to overcome them. But today I'm giving you some instruction from God that if you can be able to listen to what God is telling you, you shall overcome your battle. I'm about to finish. If you read the book of Judges chapter number 13 verse 2, maybe you can write it down. The Bible says there was a man from Zorah of the tribe of Dan. His name was called Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman, and they said to her, indeed now barren and have born no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful, not drink any wine. Be careful. Be careful for the instruction. This is how Samson, the son of Manoah, was consecrated and given power to be a savior of Israel. Hallelujah. But you see, later he violated the instruction of the Lord. That's why he landed into the problem. You see? And later he lost his eyes because he did not, abiding and staying in the instructions of God. So what God is telling you today is that you may be keen and careful. Be keen and careful. Praise the Lord. Hear the voice of God. You know, sometimes we have friends. We are friends from the world. We are friends in the church. And some of the friends are evil. They cannot give you something that will help you. In the eyes of men, you can see that maybe is a good advice. But actually, it's not good advice. You have to be very careful. Listen. Just check and pray to God and ask God if that is his will. And then you will be safe. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in the church, you know, some people in the church are still unmature people. They don't know what is going on spiritually. But they are born again. They love the Lord Jesus Christ. They are going to heaven. But you need to be careful with anything that anybody is telling you. In the church, we are allowed to be instructed by the pastor, because pastor is the priest. Praise the Lord. The Bible says there, if you read the book of Joshua number 3, verse 3, the Bible says there that officers was commanded to watch out when they see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priest, Levite, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. So the priest is the person set up before you, between you and God, to instruct you, not anybody else. Number two is the church elders. Those are the important people who you should listen and hear from them. Praise the Lord. Because they have been set up there by God to help you in your spirituality life, so that you can be able to stand and be firm in your faith. Hallelujah. But if you cannot listen to them, the Bible says that you have to give space and watch over it. Means that you have to be very careful. Compare your life. Compare your life. the word of God. Can somebody say amen? You have to compare your life with the word of God. If it is real. If it is, I mean, marching together. And because your life has to bear fruit. Your life has to be productive in the church. But if your life does not be productive in the church, bearing fruits, then something is wrong somewhere. So you have to give a space. Give a space. Watch over the word of God. See that the word of God is alive, working in your life. Not because just you are a born again Christian coming on Sunday to church and going back and coming every now and then. That is not enough. God wants to see more in our life. And how can you be productive? You can be productive by doing the word of God and walking the word of God and allow the word of God to walk in your life. And for that way, you can be a product of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now you can see the Bible talks about the Samson, the son of Manoah. He was a mighty man, full of energy and power, anointed by God. The Bible says that Manoah and his wife was instructed that the Zara will not come to his head, and he may not drink anything like alcohol. But later on, you see, the boy jumped to the fence and went to the Palestine and married over there. He did not stay into the circle of the instructions of God. So by hearing and hearing the instruction of God, you will overcome your battles. Praise the Lord. Last, praise the Lord. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 19, the Bible says when Herod was died, behold, an angel appeared to dream to Joseph in Egypt. Before that, 13, if you read the 13, the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take your young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you a word. Stay there until I bring you a word. In other words, God was telling him that he may not come back by his own ideas and understanding. He has to stay there until God speaks to him. And sometime in our life, maybe you want to do something. You have a dream. Because everybody of us, everybody in this auditorium has a vision, has a dream. Praise the Lord. Everybody here wants to achieve something at the end of the year. At the end of his life, you want to achieve something. You want to be something. Can somebody say amen? And you know, sometimes you can do it by your own. You know, as men, we have hurry. We see things as men, as humanity. And sometimes we cross the border of our mind and do things on our own. But here God is speaking to us. And he's speaking to Joseph that you stay there in Egypt until I bring the word for you to come back. Don't come back because you want to come back. Don't come back because this is your land. Stay there. And the Bible says he stayed there for a while, and then the angel appeared to him and told him that now is the time you have to go back. If you want to win your battle, because some battle, you can set a business. You can set up a business, isn't it? And the business will fall. It never grow. Why? Because maybe God has spoken to you and placed a button of starting a business or doing a business, but the time is not yet come. So you want to do it because you have money. Maybe you could say that I can start it over. That is not your time. That is not your work. Wait until God give you permission to start it. By instruction of God, you can win your battle. Hallelujah. Maybe sometime something is bothering you in your heart and you don't know how to go about it. And I want to tell you, God has a way and means and possibilities how to help you. If you can listen to him, God is faithful and just. He will help you. Stay in the circle of the instructions of God, and everything will never fail in your life. Hallelujah. See, the death of Samson was a miserable death. But because he did not listen to God. He did not stay in the circle of the plans of God and instructions of God. He crossed over. And at the end of the day, he died. A miserable death. The death which was not planned by God. He brought it by himself. Can somebody say amen? Look at it. And may God help you. Can we stand on our feet, please? Can we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. 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 Just raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Follow this word after me. Say, the Lord Jesus, I've heard about you. I've heard about your instruction. The Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from today and henceforth, I will follow your instruction. I will do the things that you want me to do. According to your instruction. According to your will. Holy Spirit of God, help me to do your will. Instructed me so that I may do your will and stay in the circle of your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you this afternoon. Give him some more praise. Give him and worship him. Give him some more praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Savior. Lord Jesus, this is your church. And I want to submit them into able hand. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit may take over and lead them. Each day he may lead them, oh God. He know their sorrow. He know their hard time that they are living. Father, I pray that you may help them. Give them power. Give them ability. Give them inner understanding. Give them power to believe your word, oh God. Give them ability to serve you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. God may bless you.